BeastNet is brought to you by James Safety Services and in partnership with Beast OCR. Here we discuss all things OCR and fitness related, running, endurance, conditioning, rucking, and more. Welcome to BeastNet.
Hey everybody, Mike here for BeastNet, and on this episode I got with me Janelle. So Janelle, introduce yourself. You've been on the show before, but you know, introduce yourself in case there's anyone who doesn't know who you are.
Hi everyone, I'm Janelle, Adam's other half, and member of the Beast for quite a while, maybe, probably not. Member of the Beast for quite a while. I've done all kinds of crazy Beast events, other events that were not Beast related. Yeah. Hi.
Yeah. Hi. You're the, what do they call it, the hybrid? The hybrid.
Yes. Nice. The original hybrid. Yes. That's me.
The original hybrid.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the reasons we did want to have you on, we want to talk about, I know you just did the Kyle's thing.
Yep. The lightning module, Firefighter Fit Endurance, the lightning module.
How was that? I mean, give everyone an idea. I mean, it was one of those things that, I mean, unfortunately, I don't think as many people signed up for it as we would have liked. I know I didn't. I wasn't something I was ready for. So give everyone kind of an idea of what it was and if it's something that we can convince him to come back, why they should do it.
Yeah. Gosh, where do I even start? It was absolutely amazing. You're right. We definitely did not have nearly enough people signed up. And I think a couple of reasons why people were afraid to show up, or maybe not afraid, but why they didn't. I know, you know, those of us who know Kuehl, he has an amazing and powerful and incredible reputation. And yes. Those of us who have actually worked with him know the depth of that reputation and how, like, yes, he is intense, and yes, he's hardcore and all of the amazing things, but he's not one of those I'm just going to break you down for the fun of breaking you down type people. He always has a purpose for everything he does, and there's always a lesson in everything you'll do with him. So I think some people were a little intimidated that it was going to be like a cool event. Oh my gosh, you know, what is he going to do to us? And to be quite honest, I was a little nervous of like, oh my gosh, it's a cool event. And, but I think the other thing was, you know, he kind of got a little short end of the stick with the whole Green Beret thing. They pulled out, you know, kind of sort of last minute-ish and didn't really give him an opportunity to market the event. But yeah, it was absolutely incredible. It was definitely difficult, but difficult in a way that was different than probably any other event I've done. There was tons of physical demand, and you might have saw in the post, we did a all-terrain mobile Murph workout, which was crazy hard. And then some other elements that were also difficult, but I don't know, the mood of it was completely different. It was very much about teamwork and camaraderie, and we really were able to connect with Kuehl. You know, it wasn't like, don't ask any questions, just do as I say. It was very much an open dialogue, and we learned so much from him. And it was just, I'm always like super happy to be in the presence of Kuehl, because he's just such a powerful influence of good. And really, I think if you ask any of us that did it, that's what we walked away from with that, was just, it was a really cool event where there wasn't a single time any of us felt like we were getting yelled at or berated or broken down or ashamed of, you know, whether we could do something or not. It was just constant positivity and giving us a look into a very small snippet of what it might be like to be a hotshot or someone being held to that level of accountability in the sense of danger.
Yeah. Which is awesome. I mean, that's that's awesome.
Yeah.
So So I know he does these events at other places. And like you said, I did notice the kind of the, I mean, it was the Green Beret pulling out because it was kind of they set up a thing where it was kind of a duel where like Green Beret was going to do it. And then Kuel, I always say his name wrong. I know I do. Was going to have his event like attached to it. And then all of a sudden they were like, oh yeah, we're not going to do Green Beret. And it's like, okay. You know, and it kind of left Kuel to try and figure out how to do it on his own. I think a lot of people, the communication on the whole thing wasn't really good. And a lot of people that I think didn't realize that that Kuel's event was still happening. So, I do. It's unfortunate that we didn't get as many people as we would have liked to have there, but I know he does other events in other states. So, I mean, it might be something. I mean, is it something you think that would be worth traveling for?
Oh, definitely. And the cool thing about this event, you know, I can't speak for the other events. This is the first one of his I've done, but the way this one went and the way I felt leaving it, I didn't want to let him or Annalisa or their kids go. Like, it was such a like bonding experience for all of us. And I was like, why don't you just stay here? Don't ever leave, you know? But it was, and meanwhile, you know, I could barely lift my arms up. So, I definitely want to, go and check out the others, you know, school permitting and my life, how that's going to be next year, we'll see. But I definitely, you know, would say to someone, if you're only looking at a couple of events to try and travel for, this might be one to go and check out, because I guarantee you it's different than anything you've done before. And it's definitely not, I think some people kind of get nervous about endurance events or, you know, events led by, you know, hardcore badasses. And they think, well, I'm not in the physical shape to do this, or I'm not ready, or it's going to be too hard, or I don't want to be just broken for 12 hours. I've definitely been in those events, and they are horrible. They kind of break your soul a little bit, and you leave wondering, what the hell did I just do, you know? But this one was definitely not like that. All of us that went were, you know, seasoned endurance people, and it was actually kind of fun because we had all worked together before, but the majority of us were coming off of, you know, the tail end of very difficult races or seasons. I think we were all, you know, banged up a little bit from Tahoe or, you know, whatever it was, the go rec that I did. And we were all kind of like, Kuel says, you know, if any of you have injuries, you need to let me know. And we all raise our hands, you know, that's just the nature of the beast, you know? And he's like, okay, noted. But, there wasn't any time that, you know, when things are hard, it's the entire event, really almost anyone could have done it. It's the grit that you need comes from your heart and your head and not so much your physical shape. It's hard and it's going to be hard. And there's going to be times when you're tired and you think, oh my gosh, can I go up this mountain again? Or can I carry this weight another step? But you know, if there's something you can't do, you have X many, you know, teammates helping you out. And if that still can't be done, then we modify and adjust. And that's kind of what his event was about, was what would it be like if this was your gear and you were on a fire line or you were on search and rescue and you couldn't do this thing? How would you approach it? How would you figure out how to get it done? And so it was really cool to come up to your physical shortcomings and figure out a way around them instead of just sit there and be like, man, I'm the weakest link and I can't do this while everyone else is killing it. You know, it was really cool.
That's an awesome way to look at it. And that's one of the things, I've had a couple episodes recently where I've had the idea of perspective. And I mean, we all have different perspective on things. And sometimes, you know, the I can't really, it just takes a different perspective. I mean, you can't, maybe not in that way, but you can still accomplish this. You just have to think of it and look at it in a different way. So,
yeah.
All right, and now we're going to take a quick pause so we can hear from our sponsors.
Do you like challenges that are fun, tough, and might use tacos? Head on over to BeastChallenge.com and check out our upcoming events, including Beasts 5K Plus, a combination of race and endurance event, and the Bucket Mile. Keep an eye on the Beasts OCR Facebook group for event gatherings. For more information, head on over to BeastChallenge.com and the Beasts OCR Facebook group. You'll be glad you did.
And we're back.
One of the little objectives we had was the caterpillar, or I think I was calling it the worm, but I think technically it was supposed to be the caterpillar. Same diff, right? I think Kuehl had a very specific, or maybe not specific, but had seen it done other ways and had a general idea of how we would go about it. And, you know, halfway through, as we're going to town and working on this thing and building this monstrosity that we knew we were going to be carrying all over, you know, the state park, I see Kuehl kind of make that, you know, that face And I was like, oh God, we're doing it wrong. And he's like, I've not seen it done like this before. And I was like, what does that mean? It turned out, and it turned out great. We only had a few minor repairs as we took this caterpillar on a hike. And you know what I mean? He was like, that's not how I've seen it done before, but this worked out really great. And so, you know, even in a situation like that, where it's kind of like, this is how it's always done, we just used what we had, and different brains come up with different solutions. And I think that's part of, I think that's part of the sickness kind of that's spreading through some of these events, is everyone's trying to be exactly this paper cutout of what you're supposed to be like, instead of figuring out, you know, what are you good at? What's your weakness, and how can you either strengthen your weakness, go around, work around it? You know what I mean? Ask others for help. Instead of just trying to beat yourself into this mold of how it's supposed to be or how someone else did it before you, it's kind of like embrace your individuality and use your brain and figure out how are you going to get this done? You know, I don't care what your weaknesses are, figure out how you're going to get it done, because you can do it. And that's probably the biggest lesson we learned, was, you know, get out of your comfort zone and figure it out. And we did, and it was really awesome. And I don't think there's a single member of the Beast that could not have shown up and had the same experience and walked away feeling as, you know, I don't know the word, successful. That's a weird word, but you know, we all walked away. Yeah, accomplished. Thank you. We all walked away wow, at the beginning, and there was no way that we thought we were going to be able to do what we did, and we did it, and, you know, we're still alive, and it was really cool.
And that's awesome. That's one of the things that I've kind of, and you know me, I'm not a big endurance person. I want to do some eventually. I've got some medical issues I've been dealing with. Once those are kind of figured out, I think I'm going to start pushing a little more towards that area. But one of the things I like is, I've always been one of those people, you know, I've worked in companies where you walk in and people are like, this is how we have done it forever. And my thought is that doesn't mean it's right. That doesn't mean that's the best way. You know, you just learned from somebody who that was the best way for them. And now you're doing it that way because that's the only way you know, you know, and that's where I see a lot of endurance. And I hear from a lot of people, they're like, okay, this is the outcome we want. And they don't give you, they're like, here's what you have, here's where we want you to go, but they don't necessarily tell you how. And I think that's what's awesome is, like you said, you know, even Kuehl's like, I've never seen it done that way, but it worked and it was great. So, I mean, that's awesome. And that's what I think is great about the endurance stuff. But,
And I think this event, or, you know, some of his other events, if we have some people that are coming out of, you know, injury, or maybe have never done an endurance event, but have heard about, you know, some of these other ball breaker events where they just constantly yell at you and it's penalties and, you know, whatever. I mean, I think this would be an event, if you're kind of on the fence of wanting to do one, or you're not sure, you know, am I physically at 100% again? This would be a super awesome event to do because it's different requirements. You know what I mean? Show up with 100% of your grit and 100% of your determination. And that's what's going to matter. And it's not that it was a slower pace. I mean, we were still, you know, we were moving the whole 12 hours, but the environment is different. It's more welcoming. It's more encouraging and helping you figure it out. And I think that would be a great, like, I don't want to say beginner because that seems like an insult to his event, but it's sense that if what's been holding you back is wondering if you're strong enough or a little bit of fear of like, I don't want to just go and get yelled at for 12 hours. This is definitely the event you want to check out because it is based wholly on integrity and education and relationship building and all the things that actually really matter that hopefully you find in these other events when you're face down in the mud. You know what I mean? I think that's what we really walk away from and why we keep coming back to these things is that deep stuff that builds you up. But he doesn't, he's going to make you work for it. Don't get me wrong, but it's not like I'm going to hide it in the darkest place of hell and you have to hopefully go find it here. You know, good luck. He's going to make sure you get there and he's going to guide you just enough. You know what I mean? So you can figure it out and find it yourself.
Yeah. So what you're saying is it's beginner, not necessarily in difficulty, but in atmosphere. The atmosphere is going to be very uplifting and building. It's going to kill you, but in a way that is going to, you know, you're going to feel like you accomplished something no matter what. I've come out of some of those endurance events. That's where I've had issues where I come out and I don't feel accomplished. I feel, you know, I've come out of feeling like I was that guy. I was the guy that was holding everybody else back. And it's like, and that's been why my biggest issues.
And so, you know what? I hear that. I hear that so much. Like those exact words, people always will, you know, and whenever we talk about endurance and, you know, it's either, oh, I have, you know, this physical reason why I can't do that, or it's kind of that thing where they're like, well, I don't feel like I'm ready and I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be the weakest link or I don't want to be the reason why everyone has 5,000 penalty burpees or we don't finish and get the patch or, you know what I mean? Like, and that's a fear. I mean, that's a fear of all of us. You know that. I have.
I definitely
had moments like when he said everyone's going to do 100 mobile push-ups and I spent an entire semester trying to get to one full body weight push-up and still cannot do that. I was like, well, shoot, here's my turn to be that guy. Like, you know, I was like, well, this is going to really suck. But we figured it out and they were 100 sloppy, insane, assisted pull-ups, but I did them and I did all 100, you know, with of course help, but it wasn't ever like, oh God, it's Janelle's turn again. You know, like someone has to help her. It was just like a system and we all laughed about it. We got a new hashtag donkey style. I can let you figure out the rest. I mean, I think that if you go into an event knowing there's going to be one point of any event where maybe you're not the greatest at it, but you also have to remember there's going to be one point when you're super great and you're the one helping everyone out. And Kuel really, he welcomed that. It was like, you guys are a team, you know, like, I don't care how you get it done as a team. And it really left it open for like, yeah, of course you can help each other. If you were a hotshot, would you not help your brother? And we were like, yes, this is awesome. Like, I'm good at this. So, you know, I was like, let me carry your ruck. Let me carry your ruck. That's what I'm good at. And then when it was time for my pull-ups, I was like, all right, you know, it's time for payback. I'm going to need some help. I think, I don't know. I would definitely say if I had to rank, like, events to tell someone to do so that I didn't scare them away from endurance, this would definitely be like top two to go check out and try, because I know that they would walk, like, I am certain without a doubt they would walk away from that event. Okay, I see why I love this endurance stuff. And yeah, hell yeah, I want to do another one and I can't wait. And when's the next one?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And that's, like I said, that's been my biggest thing is that the ones I have done, I've done a couple and pretty much most of them I've walked away thinking, I got, you know, whatever the dog tag or whatever the medal afterwards. But I felt like the whole time I was that guy that was holding everyone else back. And it's like, that's been, you know, the one thing that's kept me from wanting to do another one. So,
yeah.
You know, I'll have to look at the.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. I'd say I'll have to look at Kuehl's and see if I can find what one of his is and maybe go try one of those or convince him to come back up here and get some more people to sign up.
Sounds like he wants to come up back up. I mean, he likes it up there. We absolutely adore him. You know what I mean?
I think I'm losing you again.
Oh, there?
Yeah, your phone's going wrong. It went kind of weird again. Yep.
Okay, sorry.
You got to stand in that one spot with your arm at a weird angle and make sure you got the phone working right.
Can you hear me?
Your phone's going wonky again. It does, it'll sound really good, and then all of a sudden it goes wonky again.
How about here?
There. Now you're just right.
Yeah? Okay, yeah. I will just stay in this one spot. Yeah. Sorry about that. Normally my phone is great, but just must be the weather. But yeah, we're trying to get him to come back up, and it sounds like, you know, he really wants to. So I think if we can get some numbers and make it, you know, worth the trip, I really can't speak highly enough of how much he and Annalisa and their kids put into this event. I mean, it was just so well done and planned out, and they had snacks. We had, you know, a nice, like, home base to go to. Yeah, I mean, you could tell that they put, as Kuehl does with everything, he put his honor and integrity into it no differently than if we were actual hotshots, you know. And that felt pretty amazing, knowing that it wasn't just like, oh, yeah, you guys showed up, thanks a lot, you know, here, go roll in the mud. It was... You could tell that he was honored and excited and happy to be here. And yeah, we were too. It was really cool.
That's awesome. Hopefully we can get more. And yeah, I think if he does come back up here, I'll definitely have to do it. So I'll have to get involved in that.
I'll drag you along.
You might have to. So
yeah.
I don't move very quick.
Well, we all know I can carry heavy stuff, so I will just pick you up and carry you the whole way.
Well, there's a reason why your nickname's Donkey, so.
Right? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
All right, and now we're going to take a quick pause so we can hear from our sponsors.
Like what you hear? Make sure and subscribe and review us on your favorite podcast platform. Be sure to find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you're using YouTube, please click the little red subscribe icon, then click the little bell for notifications of future episodes. And if you could, give us a thumbs up.
And we're back. So that sounds like an amazing event, and I definitely want to sign up for that one when it comes back. But what about, what other ones do you have coming up? What are your plans for the future? I know the Beast. As I say, I know we got that coming.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about Beastbreaker?
I can tell you that I'm nervous for that one. So I don't know if everyone knows, but Beastbreaker 1 was the first endurance anything I ever had done. Other than Spartan, but I don't, you know, like I hadn't even done a hurricane heat or anything yet. And I just remember my uncle looking at the gear list and saying, you're going to be doing what? You know, how long all night? Like, are you sure this guy's not just like some, you know, serial killer and he's just going to take you guys all out in the woods? And I was like, nope.
The boat's still out on that one.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not really sure about that. I'm still kind of, a few years later, I'm still not sure sometimes, you know? But it's going to be at a new, at our new fun property down in Randall. And I've been to the property and we kind of walked around and I didn't get to listen in on the, you know, the plans. But I saw some pointing, I saw some evil laughs, and I was like, oh man, this is going to be a big one. I know Adam has kind of taken the past several Beast Breakers that we've had and kind of figured out what he loved about some of them, what maybe he didn't like, or maybe didn't go towards the objective he was hoping for, or I'm not sure, but it sounds like this Beast Breaker is going to be the culmination of like all the best parts of old Beast Breakers and then turned upside down and made even more fun. I say that with air quotes, you know. Beast Breaker, it sounds like in typical Beast Breaker fashion, this one's going to be difficult but still doable, you know. I don't think... you might want to double check with Adam, but from what I understand, it's not as lighthearted and fun in the sense of like gamey type fun as Ghost was. Ghost was really like fun. I mean, yes, it was still hard, but it was very like playful and short objective based. A Beast Breaker, I think, is a little more tough. But I'm excited. The place that we're going to be doing it at has a beautiful, like, little miniature mountain right on the property. It has a waterfall. It has a river and a little lake and these giant, beautiful pastures and just all kinds of horrible things. It's also the place where they did Summit to Swamp, and so a lot of the obstacles from that race are still up. So I'm sure he's going to incorporate, you know, some of those into crazy new ways to play on them.
Nice.
But it's going to be super fun, and we're excited about it. So I really hope that we can get some good numbers to go and come play with me. Plus, it'll be like almost my birthday, so kind of going to be a weird birthday party, but. I guess people that know me are like, actually, that's not a weird birthday party at all for her.
Yeah, so that's not a weird birthday party for you at all.
No.
When is Beast Breaker?
Beast Breaker is the Saturday. Let's see. Is it the 9th? Yes. Saturday the 9th, I believe. I thought it was the 16th. So this whole time I've been planning the wrong weekend, and I was just recently corrected. So it is the 9th. And it will be down in Randall. So we're probably going to try and carpool with people as much as we can. There is camping if we want to camp there. So kind of just depends on who's going when, but I would love to get a little caravan of crazies that are headed down together.
That would be good.
Yeah.
There are a few crazies in this group and a few crazies going to that.
Yes.
So I know you've done all the Beast Breakers, haven't you?
I have. Yep. I'm one of the few people that have done every single one. And
I'd say it was you and I can't remember. I thought there was one or two others.
Me, Virginia. So. Was it Ron? Who was the other one? I think it was Ron. Oof.
I
should know that. You know, after doing all of these things, they all kind of blend together. Like, I catch myself talking to people like, you remember in Beast Breaker, or, you know, you remember in Feral, and they're like, oh, I didn't do that. And I'm like, you didn't? And they say, no, I didn't. I'm like, that's weird, because in my memory, you're there. Like, I just kind of start to blend them all together. So I have a really hard time of remembering, like, clearly which event I suffered with whom, because I've been doing a lot of them with all kinds of people. So
you've done a few. So I know
I have.
I know you've done a few. I know, I think it was, you know, Virginia just posted what I think the anniversary of the first, you know, Spartan hurricane heat that me and Virginia did together was this.
Yeah.
I think yesterday or something. So like four,
I think I saw that.
Years ago.
Yeah. Was it? It had to have been because, gosh, I've been.
Yeah, it would have been 15.
Our first Peacebreaker was 16. So, yeah, I think you guys have done the hurricane just right before then, right?
Yeah, because we did the hurricane in 2015, and that was Virginia's first event, and that was the first time I met her. I'm pretty sure I met her in the parking lot when I was pretty much looked at her and said, "I'm about to get naked, so don't look this way."
I think we've all said that at some point.
Yeah.
Or I'm getting naked, don't bother. You know.
Yeah.
You can look.
It's like at this point, you've been warned. If you look, it's your own fault. I mean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You kind of lose all modesty when you do these events.
You do, like, in a weird way. Yeah, I mean, part of me is still like, oh my gosh, like when my clothes are wet, I'm like, now everyone sees my extra squish. Like, that sucks. But on the other hand, yeah, like, why do I feel more embarrassed about that than when I'm like over it, I'm muddy, I'm tired, I'm cramping up, and I'm like trying to get the sports bra off, and it's like, oh, I think I just flashed that guy. I'm like, oh, well, whatever, I don't care. Like, nothing he's not seen before, you know. I'm like, how funny is that? That I really, you know, that we're modest and shy about one thing, but you do this enough, and you get muddy enough, and you get tired enough, and you're like, oh, whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, pretty much. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. We're all family. It's fine.
That's right. Yeah. But not that kind of family. Otherwise, it'd be weird.
That would be weird. But.
Yeah.
All right. And now we're going to take a quick pause so we can hear from our sponsors.
Does your business need first aid, AED, OSHA, flagging, or other safety training? James Safety Services is your one-stop shop. Find them on Facebook today at James Safety Services WA and ask for a quote on hosting your training needs.
And we're back. So what are your, what other things you, oh, me? Uh-oh.
Yeah. What's
what about me? I'm not doing nothing. No. No. I'm supposed to do a full marathon on December 1st, the Seattle Marathon again, because, well, I'm dumb and I just keep doing those things.
Yeah.
Why not? I mean, I figured the first one I did, I was at 9.5 hours. The last one I did, I was at 8. So I cut an hour and a half off. So I'm going to try and cut a little bit more. I've been hitting the gym. I got a new gym down by me. Great place. Northwest Fit on Meridian. Great.
Nice.
Great place. Great atmosphere. So I've been hitting the gym, doing a lot of cardio, trying to, you know, get some of this weight to drop off. Like I said, I have a few medical things I'm dealing with, but, you know, hopefully that should be dealt with in the next week or so. I should know what the outcome of that is going to be. So, so just trying to get back in shape, get into better shape and, you know, really, you know, do good. So, but it'll
well,
be,
awesome.
Oh yeah.
That'll be fun.
No, but yeah, the
that'll
marathon
be
will be
fun.
Good. And then I've got one more Spartan this year, because when I deferred Tahoe, they pretty much said that I had to use it this year because it was a deferral of Montana originally. So they're like,
okay.
So for whatever reason, they said I had to use it. So I'm like, all right, guess I'm going to California in December. So, So I'm going to go do the Central California Beast, and that'll give me three trifectas. That'll give me my third trifecta of the year. So.
How cool is that? Congratulations.
So,
man, that's awesome.
Which was my original goal, but, you know, after I didn't get to do Montana because of surgery, and then I chose not to do Tahoe because, I mean, I don't know if you saw how bad my feet were after Hawaii. I needed my feet to heal.
I was really worried. I feel you.
Yeah. I know yours are pretty bad too. So
gotta take time. Did you see that picture?
You could see like muscle. I mean, it was, I'm surprised you didn't get a skin graft on yours. So you probably did.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, I probably did. But it's a good thing I took wound care in school, you know, last semester or whatever I took. I was like, oh, I'm new here, but that looks like steak. It was really bad. I know what you mean when your feet get jacked up. It's like, the best body can be fine, but You got to have good feet. And you know what? That's probably the biggest lesson I learned in that star course was it doesn't matter how much you train, you know what I mean? Your back and your quads and your...
Oh, I lost you again.
You hear me now?
Now. There you go. Yeah.
Can you hear me? Here I am. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the biggest lesson. You can train all the things and you can run the miles and have your cardio tip top, but you have to have like a solid foot care, you know, regimen of what gear you're going to wear and how it treats your feet and what you're going to do when you start getting a hot spot, because hot spots quickly turn to massive blisters, which and then my case turned to dermal separation. And yeah, it's bad news.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what I know what you're talking about. Which actually was one of those things that I may want to talk to you about with the Beast Aid or whatever we're going to call it. The first day that the Beast is working on that program that I'm building.
Yeah,
I would like to come up with something to deal with the hot spots on the feet and stuff like that. So, yeah. You went into a weird spot again. There you are.
Oh my goodness, this is bad.
It is. Well, do you have, you know, we're coming up on time anyway. So do you have anything else you want to say to the listeners, let everyone know kind of, you know, anything, whether it be about, you know, the endurance stuff or, you know, medical stuff, whatever, anything else you want to tell them?
Can you hear me before I start rambling on?
Yeah, I can hear you good right now. So stay where you're at.
Just right where I don't move. I mean, I'll keep it quick. I know I always ramble on about, you know, stuff, but, I think, I just want to remind everybody, like, you can do so much more than you think you can. And I mean, of course I'm a, you know, becoming a doctor of physical therapy, and I'm not going to sit here and say work through every injury. But if you're recovered and are kind of recovering and you're wondering, you know, am I able to do this or I'm scared to do this because I got hurt before, talk to somebody who's doing things like this, you know, get some input on them and learn how to prepare and learn how to fully actually really recover, not just like, oh, it doesn't hurt anymore. And learn, you know, from other people that have done something similar to what you're thinking of doing. Ask them what it was like. Ask them what the hardest part was or what really was difficult for them so that you can kind of take a look at yourself and make adjustments or train or, you know what I mean, make sure you have plenty of good socks. But I think part of the fear of getting back into something that's scary, whether it's marathons or just Spartan races or endurance that you've never done. I think part of that fear is just not knowing what to expect, and not knowing what to expect means you don't know if you're, you know, up to par. So breaking it down and asking the people around you, it really kind of helps level some of that fear to the point where you have a better idea of like, well, so-and-so did it with a pulled hamstring and this is how they prepared, or, you know, so-and-so did it with bad knees and this is what they did. Sometimes seeing what others are going through and still kicking ass is enough to kind of help you understand that you don't have to be that cookie cutter, perfect shape, you know, 7% body fat to go and rock at these things. You can be a grad student that's struggling with student stress and, you know, the fallout of that, or you can be a dad, or you can be, you know, a mother of three or whatever it is, and still go and do this crazy stuff that people look at you and think, wow, you've got to be really strong to be able to do that. And then you can say, yeah, actually I am, you know, I am really strong that I got through all of that, but we're all here and we're all doing super awesome stuff. And, I don't think there's a single one of us on this team that wouldn't love to talk to somebody who's nervous or afraid or not sure if they could do something. And I know all of us would be a really great resource to get them out there and see what they can do and prove to themselves that they can do way more than they think.
Oh, yeah, I agree. And, I mean, if you do have questions, I mean, there are so many in this group. We have so many people that have some kind of physical therapy background, massage background, all sorts of different backgrounds, or have just been through it that can help you, you know, kind of come up with ideas. I mean, you know, if you're hurt, there's nothing better than actually going to a doctor. I mean, let's put that out there right now.
I'm just going to say that. Yes, please go see a licensed doctor of whatever it is you need that is, you know, able to diagnostically tell you what's wrong with you and how to fix it.
I mean, that's the thing you see all the time. You know, I have this pain in my shoulder. What should I do about it? Go see a doctor. That would probably be the best choice. But
please don't listen to the horrible advice you get on Facebook.
But there's a lot of people on Facebook that, you know, once you know what's going on, like, hey, you know, doctor says that I did this, but I can still, you know, do whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of people that can come up with ideas for workouts. Don't fall in the trap that I did, where when I hurt my foot that I was like, oh, foot's broke. Let's sit on the couch and eat potato chips and gain 100 pounds. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, find a way to continue doing what you need to do. I mean, it's like, you know, I should have found a way. I could have still done push-ups. I could have still done upper body stuff that, you know, would have given me that cardio that I needed. I just chose not to. And that's the worst trap to fall into. So make sure to come up with an idea. You know, make sure and talk to people and say, hey, you know, I can't run, but
But what can I do? Or what did you do when, you know, this happened? And I think part of that too is I think a lot of us, I mean, obviously we all do this sport because there's a little something off with us, right? Like, we like to push our bodies to the max. And you know, I'm not going to lie. It sucks when we find that our bodies aren't, maybe responding the way we wanted them to, you know, or maybe something was a little too hard for our bodies and our brains were like, no, I can do this. And our foot was like, no, you can't. I think that's hard. And it's hard on us because we're all the type of people that we're driven and focused and we want to achieve these things. But there also is that kind of dark shadow, you know, of, everyone else is being awesome and badass and doing these crazy things. Like, am I stacking up if I don't do as well? And I think we have to like try really hard as a community to get rid of that. But also realize that like, if you're hurt or if you struggle with something, you don't, you, it's not that you failed. It's not that you now you, oh, I can't do, you know, I'm going to miss my goal or now I'm failing my goal for this year. Don't look at it that way. Like stop doing that. And instead say, okay, this is the current situation. I'm going to talk to Janelle or whoever it is. You know what I mean? Like my specialty in school right now is figuring out what are your goals? What, you know, what's holding you back and how can we work around this injury or, you know, strengthen other areas or what can we do in the meantime to keep you physically fit so that as soon as this injury is healed, we don't have this massive deficit to work back from, or, you know, how can we find a new way for you to achieve these goals? And I think that we need to keep that in mind with all of us in this group is don't let that happen. Don't let it get into your psyche of, oh, I hurt myself. And now, you know, now the rest of the year is a wash and I got to wait until next year. Like there's stuff year round and there's a bunch of us that can help. And all you got to do is keep in touch with us. Look for a different way to keep being active and to keep going for your goals. Because I can guarantee you, 9 out of 10, there's something that one of us can help you do to stay on track or and just a little hiccup instead of like a massive derailment.
Oh, yeah. And it's like we started the episode off with really was perspective.
Yeah,
it really comes down to your perspective. Of, you know, I made the mistake when I hurt my foot of having the perspective of, well, I can't walk. I can't do anything. I might as well just not do anything. You know, I still did, and a lot of people point out, oh, I still did Hawaii, but I did nothing between.
Yeah.
I did nothing between hurting my foot and Hawaii and nothing afterwards. It was pretty much, I just still had Hawaii on the brain. I'm like, I'm still going to try to go for that. But, you know, I had doctor permission. That's one of the things I always make sure and point out. But I did nothing in between. And I made that, in my perspective, my foot was hurt, so I could do nothing. when in all reality, if I would have looked at it at a different perspective and said, hey, my foot is hurt, so I can't run. I can't walk, but I can still do push-ups. I could still go to the gym and lift weights.
Yep.
I could still do something. And that's the perception you have to look at. It's just, what can I do to continue, you know, and how can, like you said, don't look at it as a failure. You know, oh, my season's over. It's done. I failed. Nope.
Yep.
The everything's changed. It's one of those that, you know, what you're dealing with has changed. So you haven't failed. You just have a different, now it's, there's a change. You just have to change your goals and change everything else to say, hey, this goal is not attainable right now because of this, but so that I can make sure it's attainable later, I need to keep this goal so that I can do that. So
yeah.
That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
You know, adjust your goals and move on.
Exactly. And that applies to everything in life, right? Not just OCR and not just mud runs and endurance events. Like, I think Kuehl has taught me a lot in not just this event, but, you know, just in my relationship that I've known him about, like, figure it out and adjust. Like, there's no room for anyone to just give up and sit down and quit. And I think the cool thing about his lesson about the hot shots is it's not just about you. It's about your brother, you know, your brothers that are right next to you. And, you know, that's so true about life. Like, there are so many people, whether you realize it or not, there are so many people in your life who care about you, or that your frame of mind or your success or failure, like, it impacts them. And just because you've come to this little hiccup in the road, like, you have to realize that you influence the people around you. And if you sit down and say, well, crap, now everything's ruined and I can't do what I wanted to do, and I'm going to be mad about it, and I'm going to hate everything about, or I'm going to hate everything about, you know, whatever, because you're broken, like, all of us, that ripples out, right? Like, that affects everybody. But if you can have the mindset of saying, okay, well, crap, I wasn't expecting this to happen. Here's a wrinkle, you know, in my plan. What am I going to do about it? And, you know, how am I still either going to, A, you know, continue with the objective and get the mission done, or B, how does the mission now change? And my brothers around me are still relying on me to figure it out and pull my weight. And I think if you can start to apply that to everything in your life, whether it's job changes or, you know, getting through school or financial burden, instead of just kind of like slumping over and being like, well, crap, I failed. I'm not as good as everybody else. If you can just look at it and say, well, this is a shift in the plan, and how am I going to change, you know, my approach to the mission? Like, it kind of takes away all that junk, and it's a lot easier to just keep moving forward. And all of a sudden you find yourself in places that you never thought you would be. And you're surrounded by people that, you know, build you up, and you're building them up, and you didn't even know you were influencing them. And it's just such a much better, like, healthier place to be than that other way.
Oh yeah. No, I agree. It's the phrase that keeps coming to mind for me is adapt and overcome.
Exactly. Yep.
So, and that's probably been one of my favorite phrases for a while now, is adapt and overcome. I mean, if you know your plan is, you know, your plan and your where you're going gets derailed, adapt and overcome. Find a new way to go. You know, but don't give up.
Exactly.
So,
and don't
right.
be afraid.
No, don't be afraid. So
don't be afraid.
All right. Well, it's been great talking to you. I think I'm gonna let you go so you can go back inside, and since your phone doesn't want to work on the inside. So
I know, sorry about that. I hope it still turned out to be okay and you got to hear something.
No. It did. I mean, there was a few spots that went a little weird, but I think it worked out okay. So
okay.
Thank you for talking to me again, and we will definitely have you on again soon.
Awesome. It's always a pleasure. I really appreciate it, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Janelle.
Okay, we'll see you guys. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the BeastNet podcast. If you haven't done it yet, find us on Facebook. like, and share the podcast. Give us a review on iTunes or Spotify. All these things will help to expand the show in the future. This show is brought to you by James Safety Services in partnership with Beast OCR. Don't forget to subscribe and let us know what you think and what you like to hear. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or at beastocr.com.